This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A Roman Catholic diocese in Southern California has put an ex-priest on trial, charging him with heresy and schism. The San Bernardino diocese says Father Ned Reedy is leading Catholics astray with his breakaway parish near Palm Springs. While a secret diocese tribunal deliberates on a verdict, Father Reedy continues to celebrate Mass for a small but devoted congregation. From member station KPCC, Stephen Cuevas has the story.
At first blush, it could be any Catholic Mass on any given Sunday. About 40 parishioners sing hymns, contemplate Scripture, and partake in communion. But Pathfinder Community of the Risen Christ is not like most Catholic churches. Services are held in the front room of a rustic desert home. The pews are rows of folding chairs. And leading the congregation in flowing white vestments is former Roman Catholic priest turned accused heretic Ned Reedy.
Look at this face here. Is this the face of a heretic here?
Reedy left the Roman Catholic Church 5 years ago. He co-founded the Ecumenical Catholic Communion, a denomination that now boasts 14 parishes nationwide. While Catholic in name, it splits with the Vatican over some fundamental church doctrines. Unlike heretics of old, Reedy does not openly rail against Roman Catholic teachings he disagrees with. He says he just offers an alternative.
We're involved in ministry here, in a women's ordination and calling men who are married men who've all their lives wanted to be priests. And I'm involved with priests who have left who are just floating around. We're involved in preaching a kind of good news that a lot of people have never heard before.
It's a message that resonates with some Catholics. Gene Phillips is a regular at Pathfinder. A staunch anti-abortion Catholic, he still broke away after a priest told him that as a divorced man, he could no longer receive communion.
When Jesus said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. Take this, all of you, and drink of it," he meant all. He meant all of you.
But in the eyes of the Roman Catholic Diocese of San Bernardino, Father Ned Reedy is a heretic, someone who goes against basic church teachings. Father Howard Lincoln is spokesman for the San Bernardino Diocese. He says the rare heresy trial is necessary to clarify Reedy's status within the church. He is no longer a Roman Catholic priest. The diocese fears that by using the word Catholic in his denomination, Reedy could mislead some worshipers.
Ned Reedy made promises to his religious community and vows at his ordination, and which he publicly broke with the Roman Catholic Church, and he established another denomination.
Reedy doesn't deny the charges, but he says the diocese no longer has jurisdiction over him. If found guilty, Reedy would be formally defrocked and formally excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church. Reedy was a Roman Catholic priest in good standing for nearly 20 years in the Palm Desert area. So Thomas Roberts, editor-in-chief with a National Catholic Reporter, says he understands if the diocese might feel a little threatened by his breakaway denomination.
If he's an effective minister or somebody who's been a high profile in the community, and he leaves and co-founds a denomination, I can understand a bishop wanting to make a special statement about this person. I also don't think, and this is just a personal belief, that Catholics are confused by these issues anymore. I don't think they would mistake this person as a Roman Catholic cleric.
Whatever the verdict, Ned Reedy can always appeal to the Vatican, but he says he won't. He didn't attend this heresy trial and says he plans to continue ministering whatever the decision. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
The Catholic Church has a long history with heresy, and you can read some of it at npr.org.